possible be done. It's, in other words, we are trying to have love in relationships that we don't have peace in. He says that's impossible. He says, so we are attempting to, every day we're trying to bring love into where fear is. He says, that's in violation of love's one condition, is that there is no fear in love. So then that loops back around to the very top when it says, stop looking for love. Seek and find everything within yourself that you've built as a barrier against love. So you have looped all the way back around. That's what it always does. It's a circular teaching, not linear. It is essential that we look very closely at exactly what it is you think you can do to solve the dilemma, which seems very real to you, but which doesn't exist. So what we're about to do right now is we're about to look very closely and tell you what you can do to solve a dilemma that you're in that doesn't exist. I'm going to tell you what you need to do to solve a dilemma that doesn't exist, which is your lack, which is your fear. In other words, it seems very real to you, it says, and we're going to look real closely at this dilemma, and we're going to tell you how to deal with this dilemma you think you're in, but you're not. You have come very close to truth. And only this stands between you and the bridge that leads you into it. Okay, this, what is this that stands between us? It's the dilemma that you think is very real. It's so real you're not letting yourself be happy. That doesn't exist, because as a child of God, it is impossible for you to have lack. It just don't happen. But we need to look more closely, right? That's right there on the page. At exactly what it is you think you can do. We're going to look closely at what it is you think you can do to solve the dilemma that doesn't exist. Because you've come really close to the truth, and only this stands between you and everything that you want. I'm going to stop here.
I know.
I could stop right here.
So just take
a breath with me a minute ago. Was that as intense for you as it was?
Yes.
Good God, that's what I like about the Course in Miracles. It's an experience. The Course is an experience. Oh my goodness. Don't you love it when we just go through the book like that?
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? Don't analyze it to death and just let it talk to us. Thank you. I'm a little love offer. Thank you for sharing with me yourself and find all the barriers within yourself that keep you from having what you want, so that that barrier can be removed and released. That, if you want to do that, then I'm your man. Okay, and if you want to be happy more than you want to be right, I'm your man. If you want to be right, I'm the wrong person. You know, nothing hard to be in a relationship with somebody who wants to be right more than they want to be happy.
Yeah.
God, those people are such a trip. I personally have never been one. Okay, once, July 3rd, 1952. But other than that. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do it different. Take a breath and just receive as much as you can. As you walk out of here today, to go back out into your personal set training program, mm-hmm. you're not to seek for freedom, seek for love, seek for abundance, seek for relationships, seek for peace. When you walk out of the door, seek and find all all the barriers within yourself that you built against it. So I am going out of here today to find the barriers within myself that I have built. Now, before you think this is something that's hard, just realize that you don't have to seek for love. You don't have to seek for what's true. It's necessary to seek for what's false. So anything that you feel like you have to look for and get, by definition, is false. Every time you're dealing with something that's false, you feel fear, no matter what form the thing is. The attempt to escape from seeking for what you want outside of yourself in one place and seeking for what you want outside of yourself in another place always fails. And the reason why a person does seek outside of themselves is because they perceive hatred inside themselves, and they are afraid of the hatred inside themselves. And so realize that you only feel peace in the reality of love. And when you're not feeling peace, you're dealing with a false idea of love. This is how you tell the truth from what's not true. The special love relationship is nothing but an attempt to bring love into separateness. And so you're attempting to bring love into fear. You're trying to make love real in your fear. That's a fundamental violation of the one condition of love, which is that if it is truly love, you are not afraid. You do not feel guilty. So the special love relationship is trying to accomplish the impossible. But there is another kind of relationship that we're going to be taught about soon that takes the relationships that you already have, as well as new ones, and transforms those relationships into relationships that are real. So what we're going to be doing over the next several weeks is looking at what we think we can do to solve the dilemma which seems very real, which doesn't exist. You have come close to God. You have come close to the truth. And only your old way of thinking stands between you and the bridge that leads you into it, the truth, what you want in your heart. Remember, look within yourself. Ask your inner teacher what to do. Ask yourself what you want to do in your heart, and then follow your heart. You've said you want to open up to who you really are and change your life. Well, changes are going to be required in your mind, and probably not necessarily in your physical situation, which is a special case. Just remember that the training is highly individualized. That means you have your own path, your own way back, that's uniquely yours, that's like nobody else's. And the further you go along the path, the more you're going to make decisions more and more easily, because more and more you're going to do what? You're going to look inside your own heart. Ask yourself what it is you need to do in your own heart. And then you're going to follow the guidance of your heart. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. See you all next time. When we feel safe, we let go of our fear. That's how it happens. You were with someone that was safe, in a situation that was safe, and the barriers dropped. plugs are available.
Oh my man, I love him so.